Raymond Siding is your durable, beautiful choice for replacing storm-damaged siding. Find an LP Build Smart preferred remodeler at SmartSideNow.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
All summer long at your local Jack in the Box, you can escape the heat and cool down with any large fountain drink for just $1 plus tax at participating locations.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
And my wife is dog hunting now. Every night she's on the computer or the iPad looking at dogs. She knows what one kind she wants, and now she's looking at breeders, and it's a big process. It is time to talk about that. Not just dogs, cats, iguanas, snakes, lizards, turtles, whatever. And give you a chance to chat with one of the best in the business, Dr. Doug Pernikoff from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. Dan will put your name on the screen. And Dan, is that a Dr. Doug call?
No.
Ask him to call later. We need to clear the lines and take calls for Dr. Doug Pernikoff, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS.
I'm not getting Dr.
Call us now. I'm stalling because we don't have Dr. Doug. Now, this is 2 weeks in a row he's pulled this. We're stalling, but you call now. We'll put your name up once Dan can grab your call, and you chat with Dr. Doug Pernikoff. I'm going to go ahead and introduce him and just hope that we get lucky and he's on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently he's not here. I will play the part of Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Everybody doing
it, Doug?
I am in the fan.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Doug.
Everybody doing okay? Tina, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dr. Doug?
Yeah, Dr. Doug, we have people calling. Would you like to take their pet calls?
I sure would, Frank. Go ahead. I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's go with Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
I am.
Kevin, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great.
What can I do for you today?
I have a Harlequin Great Dane.
That's a good dog.
Yeah.
Those are great animals. Well, what's your problem?
Not actually a problem. I'm just curious about something. This is the third Dane that we've had, and the other two did this as well. When you let him out to go outside after he's finished his business or whatever, he's just out roaming around, he'll go and just stand in low-hanging bushes or trees and just stand so the trees or the leaves are touching him. It's just so weird. He walks out there and just stands in the tree.
You know, I've heard of this. This is not the first time that I've heard of this problem with Great, and it's peculiar to the Great Dane, to that breed. And
what do you suggest, Dr. Doug?
Well, my suggestion would be don't let him get near any bushes or trees or anything like that that can touch him. Hang on 1 second. I need to check on something. Kevin?
Is that Dr. Doug?
Yes.
Okay. Kevin, I will now transfer you to the real Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug, you're late again. We'll talk about
that. No, I found out why I was late these times.
Why?
I was told 4:15, and now I'm told I should call a little bit earlier, 4:12.
So it's Dan's fault again.
It will never happen again.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to ask you to repeat your issue there to Dr. Doug. This is Kevin. Kevin, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kevin. You mean someone was filling in for me?
Yes, I was playing the part of Dr. Doug, and thank goodness I didn't have to answer that.
That was pretty good.
He was stuck at the first question.
So Kevin has a Great Dane. Go ahead, Kevin. Tell him your issue.
I have a Harlequin Great Dane, and we've had other Danes as well. And I've always noticed that for some reason, when they go out into the yard or whatever, they'll go, and he just loves to just stand under low-hanging branches and trees to just stand in the bushes, or he'll crawl into the bushes and just stand there.
You know, I haven't seen that behavior, and I've had I've been around a lot of Danes. I'm not sure if he's just comfortable because it's shaded. It sounds like a pretty harmless behavior in the worst case scenario. But you're saying basically he just likes to hide and start, gets comfortable in the bushes, but stands up in it, doesn't sit down.
Yeah, even in the wintertime, when we bring our house, we have like tall fern trees, palm trees and things that we'll bring them, and he'll just walk over and just stand in the palm leaves.
Huh.
That is really weird.
Maybe he's a palm reader.
That's not funny. Don't laugh at that, Kevin.
Sorry, Frank. I know that's you wanted to say that.
So you really know you've never heard of this?
I've never heard of that. My brother's had Great Danes for years. I've seen so many Great Danes. We do Great Dane Rescue. I don't know what it is. I mean, it sounds kind of quirky and interesting, but
maybe he's shy.
Not a problem that I would concern myself with.
The other one? No, I'm not either. I was just very curious because we had a blue before the Harlequin, and he did the exact same thing.
Wow.
They have ghosts out there, and they can read
it. Seriously, there may be something about your property, like Dr. Doug says, there's like a ghost walking something around.
They always say dogs are more sensitive to that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's a wonderful dog.
Yeah, they're great dogs. I love Great Danes.
Yeah, like the song says, there is nothing like a Dane. Nothing. Is that the song?
I think it's a Dame.
Dame. Okay, sorry. Kevin, I don't know. You stumped him, apparently.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some homework.
It's been my pleasure.
It's been our pleasure. He'll check on it for you, okay?
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Well, there is some homework for you, Doctor.
I will do it.
Now, I messed something
up. You got him locked in. You need to hit it again.
Okay, now we can go to Patty. Patty, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Patty.
Dr. Doug, I have an 8-year-old female cat that I've had for 6 years. I just adopted 2 kittens from the same litter.
Okay.
And my cat just simply will not accept them. She's scared to death of the kittens.
Okay, this is a common issue. We do a lot of rescue ourselves, mostly cats. What you'll find is that and female cats tend to be a little more persnickety about accepting other kittens. And the kittens obviously are very obnoxious at this stage. They're just all over the place. So what I would do, I mean, again, this is just my suggestion, but I would try and put them into a howdy cage and basically like a crate that's open, like one of these wire crates, and I'd put so many hours of time with that adult cat in the same room with those cats contained so they can't get to her, but she can kind of get used to being around them. And then gradually, as they get older and a little less obnoxious, you can start to give them some time together, maybe one-on-one. First separate the kittens and let each kitten be with the adult in a contained area for a couple days. And yeah, they'll be there spittering and spattering, but usually cats are much more accommodating to a new animal than our dogs. That being said, at one time I had 17 cats in my house, and I had a female that would not tolerate any other cat, and she had her own space.
You're like a cat hoarder.
I know, I was.
Yeah.
One. So that's really the bottom line, is that I think you can try a couple different approaches
you
to getting them acclimated to one
another.
The feel
away would do anything, Doctor?
Excuse me?
The feel away or fell away?
That has nothing to do with it. That's a hormonal detractant for urination issues. I don't think that would have an effect here, though.
Okay.
But I think you can do it just by playing these games with them and getting them, you want to introduce the adult to one kitten at a time in a private space, because 2 kittens are going to be too much for her to deal with.
Well,
okay?
They've been introduced, but she just runs down in the basement.
It's a time, place, and again, as I told you, put them in a place where they can't escape each other, but, first start with a howdy cage so that she can be around them without having to interact with them.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Patty.
Bye-bye.
What's a howdy cage? What does that mean?
Howdy cage, so they can get used to each other. Howdy, how are you?
They just put them in. You put one of them in a cage, right, and the other one's out?
Now, how are you going to feel? You said put them in a confined area together. How are you going to feel if this big cat eats the little cat?
Never happened.
Won't happen?
No, he wants the adult cat outside of the cage and the kittens inside the cage so they can smell each other.
Yeah, initially. And then separate and put one cat with the adult in a room and give them a couple of days. And they'll gradually get used to, at least tolerant of one another.
Okay.
But it's that kitten stage is so obnoxious, they're all over the place. And, and a mature cat says, I don't want to deal with this.
I love it when the ladies call. We have another female caller, lady named Tammy. Tammy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi,
Tammy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, I have a question. So, well, obviously. Anyway, I adopted a dog. I adopted a dog about a year ago. She was from a puppy mill, a USDA licensed puppy mill. She got sick, and anyway, ended up at a pound. And whenever I just tuned in, I heard Frank, AM and PM, say that his wife is looking for breeders. So you as a professional, knowing about breeders, how would you suggest that I can educate the public on how to look at and how to find that the breeder is reputable?
That's a good question. You know, part of it's going to be hearsay. Part of it's going to be you exploring the facility and looking at their program. You want to see how they manage animals. Obviously, the true puppy mill kind of puppy and situation is pretty horrid. You go there, you normally see, number one, normally they won't let you even look. And then when you see the animals, you can see that they're not well taken care of typically. A lot of times the females have been through numerous breedings and they have just, you know, lots of mammary development, and they're just, you can see they're not taken care of. Their condition isn't good. Their coats aren't good. They might be overgrown, lots of things like that. So, and then talking to people and talking to the owners and the breeders to make sure that what you're listening to makes sense for what you're seeing. And again, the other point is that you might find that there are a lot of purebred rescue programs that you can search out on Google, that if someone's determined to have a purebred breed, you know, like a golden retriever or something, you can find those out of rescue as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
I want to. What was that term you used? Mammary development.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to say boobies, but I didn't think.
No. What did you mammary? Boobies. What did you call it? Mammary over.
Mammary development.
Yeah. You seen those females?
You said excessive mammary. To the floor.
Excessive mammary development.
Yeah, they got the low hanging teats. So the ones.
Yeah,
that
they've been bred so many times that, you know, and they don't have a chance to really recover, and
bounce back,
get back in shape, and stuff like that.
Wow. That
anyway.
Doesn't sound good.
Anyway.
Let's talk
anyway.
To, is this the name Skinny? Is that yeah. Your name, Skinny?
Yes, it is. What's the nickname?
Skinny, say hi to Fatty, Dr. Doug.
Oh, oh man.
I wouldn't stand for that.
Dr. Doug lost weight, didn't he?
That's awful.
Yeah, I'm skinny now.
That's right. I forgot. I was thinking of the old Dr. Doug.
I weigh 165.
Oh, you do not. Come on. Are you serious?
Plus maybe 80.
Okay. Skinny, what's your question?
What's the best thing to use to get skunk smell off of a dog?
Ooh.
Well, there are a number of shampoos you can find at the stores or at the grooming shops. Some people will talk to you, but if you get on there and Google, it'll talk about tomato baths and stuff like that. Any shampoo is going to help reduce some of it, and some of them take time depending on how much of a skunking you
What
got.
About the old tomato juice thing? Is there anything
to that?
Yeah,
that's what I meant, the tomato juice. And that's one way to do it. It seems to bind to those odors and kind of neutralize them. But I would check with one of the pet shops, they probably, or one of the groomers. They all have products around that they could sell you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Skinny. You know, I've come so close in my life so many times to breaking through with a product that would make me a fortune, but I've just missed it. You know, like years ago, I came up with a product to get the dog smell off of skunks, and nobody wants
that.
So close, so close.
What was it?
It was Dog Away. That was the name of it.
Dog Away.
Dog Away takes the dog smell off of skunks. Let's talk to Joyce. Joyce, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Joyce.
I have an 8-year-old female Yorkie who has diabetes.
Okay.
Can I use the same meter count for a human on her as for her?
You mean the same units counting for insulin?
Yes, to take her count every day. Can I buy the same as you do for a human?
Oh, I see what you mean, the meter. I thought you said liter. You know, they have, the veterinarians now have units that they sell that are standardized for animals. So I have done both in the past before they weren't available. I used to use a human product, and I would say you can do it if you have your vet get a baseline to standardize and measure it against your machine. So you can find out, for instance, if the human-based machine is going to give you a variation of 20 milligrams percent of sugar, then you can know how to correct for it more accurately.
That's what I was going to say.
Does that make sense?
Right, it does. So
try that. But otherwise, talk to your vet. Most vets now carry these special standardized units, meters that you can use for your dog and cat, and that'd probably be the simplest.
Does anyone want to see my unit?
No, Lauren. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.
All right, and from Joyce we go to Michael. Michael, say hi to Dr. Doug.
How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good, Mike. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your information here. I'm wondering if we could address puppy epilepsy.
Okay.
I'll give you a backstory. I have the runt of a litter of 10 golden doodles. Mm-hmm. That was my retriever's litter. One of the puppies came back with this diagnosis, and none of the other puppies have it. I'm wondering if you could go over what possible causes could be.
You know, puppy epilepsy can be caused by infectious diseases like distemper exposure that might affect one animal and not the other. So that's one thing to study and find out, you know, what the titers are and if they're responding to their distemper titers. That's something your veterinarian can help you with. There can be a lot of other congenital or conditions that the animal's born with that affect some part of the anatomy of the brain, and it's going to predispose them to seizures or epilepsy. Epilepsy is typically kind of a trash can term for any kind of seizure activity. Now, there might be some other genetic-based causes for the epilepsy, and you're right, it might skip one animal in a litter and not affect that, but others. Some breeds also have what are called an open fontanelle, so you feel the top of their skull, especially little short-faced breeds like Chihuahuas. If you feel that softness there, those are animals that are more predisposed to a condition called hydrocephalus, or
yes,
water in the brain.
Mm, yes,
and that can present itself in puppies as seizures and epilepsy as well. Now, I don't know. There may be a syndrome called puppy epilepsy, which would probably be more likely a generalized syndrome. And again, that's something else I can look in for you. But the kind of things I mentioned are the most common kind of issues. There can be other things like viruses that affected the part of the brain development that would predispose them to seizures.
Okay, two more questions real quick. Would an injury cause it, and would you treat it with phenobarbital?
An injury could cause it. If it was an injury to the head, it could be temporary or forever. And depending, how old is this puppy?
10 months old.
Yeah, I would only start treating with phenobarb if it was frequent. So if it was something that was happening all the time, then I would definitely consider something, an anticonvulsant. And in this case, I don't see very many puppies with epilepsy without obvious causes, but I would probably do some homework and see if there are other drugs that are being used that could be an alternative to the phenobarbital.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Michael, thank you. And before you get away, Dr. Doug, you used a term there, titer. What is titer?
So a titer would be, instead of vaccinating animals, if you get a vaccine, you develop, your immune system responds by developing a titer or a serological, an immune-mediated kind of response to it. Mm. And you can actually measure in your blood to certain things. So in this case, you can actually differentiate, you can test to see if a vaccine for distemper that causes neurological problems might also be there, so you can find out if it's a protective titer that may not be may rule out the possibility of a true infection.
So it's not
titers
like,
are an alternative to, you know, in some cases a term vaccine need, and in other cases are more of a diagnostic just to see what your immune system.
So how do you spell it? T-I-D-E-R?
T-I-T-E-R.
No, okay, so not like T-I-G-H. It's like, honey, 15 years ago you were a lot tighter. Not like that.
Oh, wow.
Hey, can I?
It means she was cheap with money. She was tight with a dollar.
I have a statistic, but I don't know if I can use a scientific word to explain, because its scientific word might be nasty on other
people. No, it won't. No, it's scientific. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there was a statistic came out in the news today that 75% of men either masturbate in the shower or they sing. Do you know what song they would sing?
You know, this joke is 100 years old. It's 100 years old.
Well, how come I fell for it today?
Because, see, if I say no, I don't, that means I'm one of the guys that does the other thing. You're dealing, you know.
You're smart.
Yeah, you're dealing with the wrong crowd here if you're going to try to pull that stuff. So, we'll talk next week. I'm sorry Dan told you to call too late.
No, it's fine. I feel bad, but from now on I'll call early.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, be good.
There he goes, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 312-652-3456. If you don't need a cab because you have your own car, maybe you need to trade it in for a new car. Here's a guy who'd like to talk to you, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine, and I think we should start by congratulating one of the latest people to become the proud new owner of a brand new Equinox, our own Dan Strauss, everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, one of our favorite customers for the month of July.
It was awesome.
Yep, he likes it. He likes it a lot.
Now, Dan, contain yourself. You're getting a little too excited over there.
I'm trying to hold the excitement down.
Now he's trying to tell me something about some storm chasing car that you're going to have there. What is that about?
Jim,
Frank
Sappho.
Frank, Jim Sappho here. How you guys doing?
Jim, I'm fine. Why are we now speaking with you? John doesn't know about the storm car.
John knows everything, but
I know everything. But Jim, Jim, I asked him earlier. I'm like, are you trying to take the show over, Jim? I mean, you know, four or five times now on the radio?
I think we need to start calling it the Jimmy and Johnny Show.
I don't think so.
Jimmy and Johnny Show.
He probably likes that better.
How about JJ?
I don't think so.
Now, is this story?
We have the Dominator coming. That is the storm-chasing vehicle in all those storm movies that have. It's a Tahoe, and it is sprayed completely with the material that we use for spray-in bedliners.
Yeah, because I saw a picture, and you can't even tell what it is.
Yeah, it's a Chevy Tahoe, and it's all sprayed with that, and we're going to have it here Friday from 10 to 4, and anybody that buys a new pickup, we're going to have a special for a sprayed-in bed liner, and it's going to be a great, great deal.
And the great thing, too, is if during the day while it's there, if a storm comes up, everybody just jump in that car.
Everybody just jump in the Tahoe.
Because it's storm-proof.
You came up with that quick, Frank.
Yeah, I sure did. Thank you.
I'm telling you what, lightning.
Yeah.
You're quick as lightning. But so, Dan, how was your experience when you were here?
Oh, my experience was awesome. Jim Sappho took me under his wing, and then he turned me over to Chris, and then I went into finance. And
His name's Chip.
Or Chip.
Way to go, Dan.
Not Chip.
Way to go.
I don't know why I said
wow.
Chris.
Chip, yeah, Chip Unterberg.
Chip.
Good buddy of mine who formerly was a police officer in Town and Country, and he decided to retire and from law enforcement after 23 great years and give up the bulletproof vest and sell cars. And he's a great, great, great guy, great teammate of ours, and another great addition to the Londoff team. But Dan, I want to just thank you very much for your business. How do you like your 2012 Equinox?
I love the 2012 Equinox. You know what? I really like that backup camera I have in there.
Dan's one of those guys who is just... He's just one of those people. He'll buy a vehicle, and the next month they come out with a totally new redesigned model.
Yeah.
That's what happened with the other one he had, Equinox. And so now he's current. He's with the new hot
body style.
Yeah.
The hottest SUV in Missouri.
In the land.
In the land.
In the galaxy.
In the world. Universe.
Now I guess you're short on them now that Dan has bought one and other people have. You're probably low on inventory.
No, General Motors, as soon as we sell 20 or 30 of them, they send us another 20 to 30. You know, that's what happens when I'm on your show all these years and become one of the top Chevrolet dealerships in the country.
You know, let me tell the story for people who don't know it. I remember when John came to me a few years ago and he said, Frank, I want to be one of the top dealers in the country. Can you help me? I'm struggling to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure, I can. And he said, how would you do that? And I said, well, you come on the show and you banter and we talk and we let people know what a great experience. And I laid it out for him and he followed the guidelines. And look where he is today, one of the top dealers in the country.
Yeah.
And he owns his own building and lot.
His own building and lot.
Yeah,
that's the other thing he said. He said, I want to pay off my building and lot. Hmm. And I'd love to be able to say that. I said, you stick with me. You'll own the building. And today he owns the building.
Oh,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know how I could repay you. I really don't. Do you own your studio and your equipment?
I wouldn't want to own. Yeah, I wouldn't want this equipment. No, we don't.
All right, I need to get Jim out of here so we can go sell some more trucks. He's already sold about six today.
Nice talking to you, Jim.
Hey, I want to say thanks to a couple friends of mine that came in and bought two new Silverado pickups.
Well, hang on. Are they AM and the PM, or are they just friends of yours?
Yes, they're AM, PM listeners. They're listening right now. Then they listen every day.
Then it's okay. Go ahead.
It's Dwayne and Teresa Martin from Godfrey, Illinois. Okay. From where? Godfrey, Illinois.
Beautiful Godfrey, Illinois.
And Fred and Kim Red from Alton, Illinois. She's my neighbor. She seen me driving my demo up and down the street, came over and said, I got to have that truck. And we sold it to her and traded for her.
I saw her the other day. She was in there. I saw her.
That's a good story.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
What's the nickname for you?
Who? Zippo. She called me Zippo. Zippo.
Why does she call you that?
I'm not sure.
You know what comes to
mind? He introduced himself. She said he was talking so fast, and Jim does not talk fast.
No,
you know what I'm thinking? He's probably his zipper was down or something.
Oh, stop it. Oh, there you go. All right, see you guys.
See, he don't want to talk about that.
My zipper wasn't down.
He's out of the room.
And what he did, he just checked, though.
Yeah. Zippo. That's like a clown name. Zippo.
Thanks for checking, Jim.
Delighter.
Sure. You know, can you see going down the top? Hi, folks. Jim Sappho, truck manager. Oh, excuse me. Hold on a second.
Yeah, he says it's because he zips up and down the road. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's it at all. So what do we need to move today?
You know, we're still moving Silverado pickup trucks. You know, price of fuel is still staying down. I still don't get it. I don't know how it goes up 20, 25 cents, and then when it's coming down like 2 cents every other day or 3 cents.
We're never
going to figure it out. You know, I'm just so sick and tired of getting... But Silverado pickup trucks... up to $10,000 off on extended cabs and crew cabs. And we have some work trucks, short bed work trucks. We've got about 15 in stock for $15,990. So, you know, it's time to trade that truck, because if you've got a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old truck, you think, well, maybe I owe more than it's worth. No. Because fuel has been staying down so low, people are coming out of the woodwork to buy a 2-, 3-, 4-, 5-year-old pickup truck, 6-year-old pickup truck. So we need your truck. We need your used car. Mark Thornton and Mike Price and their team of used car, I guess we call them pre-owned, but it's used car. Yeah. Used car professionals, we need your trade. We need your vehicle. If you have, you've got 2 or 3 at the house, you need to sell one, we'll buy it off you also. And Chevy Cruze, we've got about 130 Cruzes in stock. Price as low as
$15,900. All right. Ooh. Open late tonight, I believe.
Frank, you know, thank you for reminding me. We are open late tonight. We're open very late tonight. We didn't leave last night, and normally we close at 6 or 6:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. 8:30 we got out of here yesterday. Thanks to a lot of the great AM and the PM listeners. They're unbelievable people. Love meeting them. They all... hopefully get a chance, if I'm here, to say hello and get an autographed picture of Frank Opinion.
Ooh, now you're talking.
I'm talking.
Yeah, I might drive out.
Could we? Sure. No, Tina, you can have an autographed picture anytime you want. Could we have a phone number?
Yes, sir. It's 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit.
As always, they are on the way. They're
You're
on
the
best,
way. Frank.
All right. John, pleasure. We'll talk later.
All right.
Thank
See
you.
Everyone. Okay. Drive safe out there, kids.
Bye-bye. Bye. What did I do wrong here?
You didn't hit the button.
Oh, wrong. Okay. Sorry, folks. That little pop, that was my fault. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. Before you know it, Bill Clevelin will join us, and a couple of little goodies in between. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, let's start with downtown, because on the Missouri side, everything looks great going up to the Poplar Street Bridge. But once you get over the bridge from about 2 to 64, eastbound 5570 is stop and go. Same thing on southbound 270. You look great from Highway 70 all the way down through 64. Then you're going to hit some pockets of stop and go traffic through Big Ten. On westbound 64, no delays. It looks great from the Science Center out through 270. Looks like Clarkson is good. You are a little bit slow in some areas in Chesterfield Valley, mostly approaching the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Whatever happened to lunch? Fortunately, there's a place where lunch still lives. So reclaim your lunch at Applebee's. Their pick and pair menu offers 75 different combinations of soups, salads, sandwiches, and pastas. all starting at just $6.99. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
Saliga Shoes is the leader in healthful, natural comfort footwear for the sophisticated set. Decades of experience, great skill, and expertise make Saliga the right choice for all your footwear needs. Saliga offers the largest selection of shoes for men and women in brands that look great and feel even better, like Dansko, New Balance, Merrell, Echo, and Finn Comfort. Handmade shoes with the finest and highest quality materials, cushioning, and durability. Saliga invites you to check out their extensive collection of comfortable and fashionable footwear. Take advantage of the tax-free holiday weekend, August 3rd through the 5th, and select all your fall fashions. And while you're at it, try some of the finest walking shoes on earth for those who want to stay healthy and walk pain-free. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Take your first steps toward a better life today. Tax-free. Saliga Shoes. 2530 South Brentwood, a mile south of 4064. Or call 961-0110. That's 961-0110.
Saliga Shoes. We make the sidewalk soft.
And that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Fans, the weekend of August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the St. Louis Cardinals take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Those 3 days, the organization will be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the 1982 championship team. Both teams will wear throwback uniforms. And on Friday, August 3rd, it's the Bruce Sutter bobblehead presented by Coca-Cola and Deerbergs. 25,000 fans entering with a ticket get the bobblehead. Saturday, August 4th, is the 1982 World Series Game 7 replica ticket presented by Tickets.com. That night will also feature members of the 1982 team. Fans 16 and older will take home that replica ticket. Sunday, August 5th, always a popular day, it's the Build-A-Bear Workshop Day. 12,000 kids ages 15 and younger entering with a ticket take home the bear. This is a weekend you definitely don't want to miss. Make a trip to Busch Stadium to see the 30th anniversary of the 1982 championship team. Come celebrate with us. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Everyone I know saves on the best stuff at Sam's Club. Great gear for back to class, amazing fruits and veggies, the coolest electronics, new tires.
August 3rd through 5th, be our guest and try Sam's Club free with no membership fee required. Shop in the club or online and save on family favorites like HP notebooks, brand name apparel, and perfectly picked fresh produce.
It's good to be in the club.
See why it's better in the club with no membership fee required. Join us this tax-free weekend in Missouri and save even more on eligible items in club. See samsclub.com for details. details.
Add a new level of functionality to your home or office with the new Pass and Seymour USB charger with receptacle. Now available at Metro Electric Supply and Metro Lighting. Designed to replace conventional duplex wall receptacles, it allows you to plug in two mobile phones and tablets or other electronic device without the bulky adapter. And it comes with a standard 15-amp receptacle. It's available in a variety of colors, installs easily, and works with a standard wall plate. Stop by any Metro Electric or Metro Lighting location and check it out. Visit MetroElectricSupply.com for more.
I lost that love before.
Is this Chicago?
Got mad.
Who's it?
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I was confused but Chicago with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I don't know why.
I always confused Three Dog Night with Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
And then there's Earth, Wind, and Fire in there that I confused with somebody. Real quickly, and then we'll go back to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. How about this story? About three months ago, my wife backs into a guy.
Okay.
And she came home.
Was he in a car?
Yeah. I backed into this guy. Great. So I said, you get his name. Yeah, she got his name. So I call this guy. And he was super nice. Just the nicest guy. And I said, look, go get an estimate and let me know what it is. And I'll just pay you. Because I don't want to claim this. You know, I could tell it wasn't enough. I have a $500 deductible, for goodness sakes. It's $800 or $900, even $1,000. I don't want to have a claim and my insurance goes up. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, gets an estimate. And then he tells me what it is. And I send him a check. I don't know this guy. I send him a check. How about this? Yesterday in the mail, guy sends me back $30. He said the work came in a little less than they said it would. It was
$30.
How about that?
Ooh, that is nice.
That's honest.
Yeah. Just when you think there are no honest people. Now, I would never have known because I actually saw the estimate. He said, here it is. Here's the quote. He printed it out for me, and I sent him a check. He didn't have to say it was there. Good for that guy. I'll never forget that guy for doing that. And then one other quick thing. Do you ever see anybody on TV or movies or whatever, and just you can't stand the sight of them, and you don't have a good reason for it? Matthew Perry, for me, he's got this new show coming on called Go On.
Uh-huh.
And here's what I know is unfair. I'm not going to ever watch 1 minute of it because I cannot stand the sight of this guy. I didn't watch Friends. I don't have any real reason. I just don't like to look at him. I know that's wrong, but everybody probably has somebody like that. Sandra Bernhardt is another one. I don't know much about her. I can't stand the side of her.
Oh, man.
I don't want to see anything she's in. I can't stand the side of her. But this Matthew Perry, he looks like he's just got an attitude to me. Like he'd just be a jerk or something. I know. It's wrong, but it is what it is. Jazz, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Jazz?
Yeah, just a little bit of a lesson for you. Being judgmental is a very bad thing.
I know it is.
Anyway, you guys, I was listening to you yesterday, and
I'm not judging him in any way. I just don't like the look of him, and I don't want to watch his show. That's not really judging him. It's just not accepting him.
Okay, yeah. Rejecting. Yeah, I don't like him either. Anyway.
Anyway.
What's up, Jazz?
You know, you guys made a comment yesterday, and it kind of spun me out of my chair in front of my computer, and I thought I'd talk to you guys about it, maybe give you a little information. Okay. First of all, you know, stereotyping is not good, and a lot of people stereotype, not intentionally, but it's just something that, you know, you do. We all are guilty of it. But one of the biggest stereotypes I've heard is African-American, 22 years, 14 days, active duty Air Force, retired, is that black folks cannot swim.
Well, now let me tell you where I heard that. I heard it from a black person during the coverage of the Olympics.
I know. I heard that. And blacks who cannot swim also, you know, spread that stereotype. But, you know, growing up in the military and being in the military, I always, you know, there's a couple stereotypes I never got. You know, I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
Right, now, here's the deal. It's not so much they can't swim, because that's impossible. I mean, they're human beings. They can swim. It's that they won't swim.
Right. And there is a bit of truth to it, especially African-American women, you know, getting their hair wet is, a taboo. But in general, I think that I don't know, all the black folks I kind of knew and hung out with and my friends and family all swim. So, and I just laugh at that, you know, and I don't know. I
but
don't
you, know ha- you, have to, you have to admit there is this perception, and they have further fueling it, that black people cannot swim. Even the female reporter who works for NBC, who was part of this story, says she's going to try. She's going to try to make it like down to the pool one end and back, but she's petrified. And her explanation was that black people by nature are scared to death
fear.
Of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it is? And there's a, I will say there's a bit of truth to it, but it, what it comes from is it's like the same reason you don't see African-Americans on skis, you don't see African-Americans generally playing hockey. It's just what you're exposed to.
But I get the hockey and the skiing because those are expensive sports.
Right, but if you're not exposed to, like, water, lakes, and I don't know. I just kind of think it's a stereotype kind of, you know, maybe some truth to it, but it's kind of blown out.
Now, when you said all stereotypes are bad, I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I think there's some good stereotypes because you know the other one about black guys. You know you do.
Oh, now that's true.
Well, you know what?
That you're fighting.
And if I were a black guy, I'd go, you bet it is. Because, see, I think that's good. And, like, this thing about Indian people or Asian people are really smart. Why is that a bad stereotype, being smart? Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know if it's a... I don't know. There might be some truth to that. I don't know if it's a stereotype.
Now, help me with something here, too, Jazz. The chicken thing. The fried chicken thing. I saw a commercial, I'm not kidding, 3 days ago, and it was for McDonald's or something, and it was for fried chicken. Everybody in the commercial was black people. And I thought, wait a minute.
Another stereotype I never got, because that and watermelon, when I moved to the South for the first time at 18 years old, I'm like, hang on a second. I thought we're the only ones who gorge over that.
But why is that a bad stereotype? I'm from the South, okay? Here, you want to stereotype me for like an iced tea and fried chicken, which we ate every Sunday.
Maybe I shouldn't say it's a bad stereotype, but I guess stereotype can be kind of
I get it.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I get it. I appreciate the call, James.
Okay, that's really your lesson for today. All we can swim.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So there you have it. They can swim. And I honestly think I don't understand, though, how you come to the whatever place that all black people, you can't possibly all be afraid. You're afraid of things because you have a reason to be afraid. You almost drowned as a kid, or you watched your brother drown, or, you know, that kind of thing. It can't possibly be that just because you're black, you're afraid of water. Maybe you're not familiar with water, but not afraid of water. We'll take a break, don't we?
Yes.
I know we do. American Equity Mortgage, I am proud to say, has been part of the show for over 20 years, the single longest running advertiser that supports the show. American Equity Mortgage. And you know what you can do for us to help us thank them? All we ask you to do, if you need to borrow money and you want to use the equity in your home or you want to get a mortgage, all we ask you to do is meet with them, get online, call them, whatever. Give them a chance to loan you that money. That's it. That's all we ask. You get a better deal somewhere else, go somewhere else. That's the only way we can thank them for their business is to send them business, because that's why they're here. They're here to reach people so that those people can contact American Equity Mortgage for that mortgage or that loan, home equity loan or bill consolidation loan, that you're going to get at such a low rate. Because rates are low. They're still incredibly low. Assuming you have a halfway decent credit score, you can get ridiculous rates on money that you need to borrow, either to pay off credit cards or to pay off a vacation, a wedding, whatever. A car. Want to buy a car? Pay cash for it? There you go. There's a good way to borrow money inexpensively. AmericanEquity.com or this number that we don't want you to mess up and confuse with any other. 314-878-9999.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. We're looking a little further on westbound 64. You're hitting some stop-and-go traffic from west of Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Same thing on westbound 70. It's just a little bit heavy past the airport, but once you get beyond the Blanchette Bridge, stop and go in pockets from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, that looks like it's slowing, from what I can see over the nose of the plane here, a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. Still have some stop and go traffic on southbound 270 now between Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Whatever happened to lunch? Fortunately, there's a place where lunch still lives, so reclaim your lunch at Applebee's. Their pick and pair menu offers 75 different combinations of soups, salads, sandwiches, and pasta starting at just $6.99. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy Turkey, available only at select locally owned and operated restaurants.
This is literally the best turkey sandwich I've ever had.
Juicy, mouth-watering, deep-fried turkey with fresh greens on grilled panini bread with cranberries, oranges, and tomatoes. Local and deliciously flavorsome. Happy yet?
Yes, and the next time I'll try the Happy Turkey Salad.
Try the Happy Turkey Sandwich or the Happy Turkey Salad. Real turkey, real flavor. Go to enjoylocal.com to find locally owned and operated Happy Turkey restaurants like the Press Box Bar and Grill in Chesterfield and Uncle Bill's on Manchester.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpwrist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, that U.S. swimming coach, a U.S. swimming coach, has suggested that a Chinese swimmer may be cheating because their time in the women's 400-meter individually medley was so freaking fast. In fact, they say she finished faster than a Kim Kardashian marriage.
Oh, that's fast.
Yeah. And at Chick-fil-A locations all around the country, people are lined up around the block in support of the fast food chain in wake of a recent boycott against the company. Mm-hmm. In fact, the protests backfired so much, Chick-fil-A is now starting tomorrow. They're going to boycott themselves. And in Utah, a man has been dressing like a goat and hanging out in a pack of wild goats. Pretty strange. A wildlife expert said the man could be in danger once goat hunting season opens. I don't know about hunting season. I'd be more worried about mating season.
Oh, that would be bad.
Crazy. And finally, with that. Well, after 42 years, Dennis Rodman met with his estranged father. Yeah, father took one look at Dennis with orange hair, tattoos, and body piercings and said, okay, see you another 42 years. The Bill Cleveland Cyber brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Where is there goat hunting? Hunting season?
Yeah, okay. Jamaica.
It's not in this country. I don't think they hunt them. They're pets in Jamaica.
No, we just hit them with a bus.
We'll check into that. Oh, that's real nice. Real nice. So 5 o'clock, the Big 550. From